This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. You know, last week we asked you, listeners, who had lost your jobs and managed to find new ones in this bad economy, to write in and tell us your success stories. Well, we got a lot of replies, and here to help share some of them, senior producer Steve Proffitt.
Madeline, take heart. Many, many, many of our listeners have taken their lemons and made lemonade. Jenny D'Angelo was like a number of them. She didn't find a new job, but she created one.
Jenny writes that she started a business helping people who are downsizing, moving into smaller offices or home. She helps them pack and sort and sell off their belongings.
And she calls herself the organizing angel.
Luke Butler landed his dream job as a tenure-track biology professor at a liberal arts college.
He says he's thrilled, but he doesn't want to celebrate too much because he worries about other academics who are having a tough time.
Mark Schalecki used to work in a recording studio owned by Capitol Records.
But as we all know, the music business was in a tailspin even before the recession hit.
So Mark opened his own studio. He charges his clients less, but he says he's making more money than he did working for the man.
Teresa Thomas was laid off at a bank. She was working for the man. She had been there for 5 years, and then she contacted a company that she had worked for back when she was in college.
And after a couple of interviews, she got a job there, making about the same salary she received at the bank.
Teresa advises everyone looking for work to, as she puts it, network backwards. Reach out to former employers. You might get lucky.
Now, here's a guy after my own heart, Mike Parziali of Portland, Oregon. He started a cheap round-trip shuttle service taking people from the city up to Mount Hood for a day of skiing.
Now, listeners, here's what Madeline likes about this. Mike runs his shuttle van on waste vegetable oil.
Woohoo! Just like me, my car. Except yeah. I don't... Maybe that's what I should do after this.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Anyway, I might need a ride home today. He's doing so well, Mike, is that he's thinking of expanding into other markets with his business. And Madeline, you'll like this. He calls it the grease bus.
Excellent. Fabulous. Now, some of our listeners didn't lose their jobs, but they have been able to capitalize on hard times.
Stephanie Sisson runs a yoga center in Seattle. About 2 years ago, they decided to drastically cut the price of a yoga class.
To just $8.
Yes. And Stephanie says attendance more than doubled. She thinks lowering prices was a great business strategy for her. It might be good for others as well.
And Marilyn McPhee is doing well in the downturn. She's a professional storyteller.
Maybe it's like mashed potatoes and apple cobbler, she writes. Storytelling is comfort entertainment.
She's been busy telling her stories at schools, libraries, even fundraisers.
Maybe the stock market is down, but storytelling is up, she says. Like chicken soup, it's something that's warm and satisfying and just feels good.
Kind of like the grease bus. Thanks to everyone who wrote in.
And best of luck to all of you out there who, like us, are trying to reinvent yourselves.
And thanks to our senior producer, Steve Proffitt. Steve, thank you. I don't know, what should I call you now from now on, if you're going to reinvent yourself?
How about Steve?
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
You're most welcome, Madeline.